Thank you for calling XPO. This is Jody speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Mike. I'm calling from store 0220.
Yes, sir. And what are we inquiring about today?
And the reason I'm calling is I just want to add two model numbers onto a customer's measurement to see if they will fit.
You just say that one more time?
I want to add two model numbers, like one for a cooktop, one for the customer's wall oven measurements, to see if the ones that they're getting will fit the XPO installer's measurements.
Okay, do you have the external number?
I have the PO number.
We can try that.
It's 204-73-721.
Okay, yeah, that didn't work.
Can I give you the customer's phone number?
Yes, sir. It'll just take a while, that's all. Go ahead.
Darn it. It's 954-254-3080.
Okay, stand by. This could take a while, okay?
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's all right. Can you confirm the customer's name and address?
Customer name is Howard Tolfaros, and the address is 2650 Lakeshore Drive, Unit 1705, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33404.
Okay, and what were you saying about the measurement again, now that I'm in the order?
So what happened was they actually went ahead and purchased a cooktop and a wall oven, but the one that they're purchasing, from what I can see, it looks like it may not fit the actual measurement that the XPO installers measured. So what I wanted to do was give you those two models and for you to ask the installer to see if these two units will fit.
Okay, and I gotta find some. Okay, and what were the two models?
So one is for the cooktop, and that model number is L as in Larry, C as in Court, E as in Edward, 3010, S as in Soup, B as in Boy.
Okay, and the next one?
Next one is it's a wall oven, and that one's L as in Larry, W as in wall, S as in sand, 3063, S as in sand, T as in Tom.
Okay. Okay, now let me go ahead and contact the service provider. And just to confirm, we're calling to get the measurements for these two models that I just got.
Correct. Okay. I want to see if those two models will fit the measurements.
Okay.
Because if it does not, then I'm going to call the customer to cancel so they don't sign for something that won't fit.
Okay. And do you know the measurements for
Yes.
All right. What are the current measurements? So, just if they ask.
Yes, current measurements that the XPO did.
Yes, sir, the current ones. Sir?
Yes.
Do you know the measurements that we already have?
Oh, you want me to give you the measurements that you guys gave me already?
Yes, ma'am. Or yes, sir. I apologize for that.
No, you're good. So I'm going to start with a single wall oven.
Okay.
The measurements you guys gave me for the customer was 28 by 3/8 high. The width is 28 1/4. And the depth is 24 inches deep. And that's for the single wall oven.
24 inches depth.
Let me know when you're ready so I can give you the...
Okay, so we have 24 inches for depth, 28 by 3/8 for the length, and the width.
For the height.
Okay, okay, for the height.
The width.
And the width.
The width is 28 1/4.
Okay. Okay, and now for the second one.
For the cooktop, the height is 3.5 inches. The width is 28 1/2, and the depth is 19 1/2.
Okay. Okay, so 3.5, 28 1/2, and 1.5?
19 1/2.
19 1/2, okay. Okay, let me go ahead and contact the SP.
Okay, thank you, sir.
No problem.